Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Carrie Oberbrunner. Have you ever thought about standing out? I know as a young teenager, I certainly didn't want to stand out. In fact, most of our lives, we're told to march in line. We're told not to put our head above the rest of anyone else because otherwise it might get cut off. But is that biblical? Or are we called to stand out in life? The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, actually tells us to stand out. He says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." He exhorts us to not just blend in or fit in. One of Jesus' disciples, Matthew, in chapter 5, verse 16, tells us, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." But let's be honest, there's a price for standing out. In fact, I say that in order to stand out, we must prepare to stand alone. This is the biblical pattern, and oftentimes, it isn't that exciting, but it is totally worth it. Why fit in with everybody else? I mean, even just from a business standpoint, look at the people who are making a dent in the world today. People like Steve Jobs or Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, or Jeff Bezos of Amazon. In other words, we celebrate athletes and business people and entrepreneurs and artists and authors who stick out. But yet when it comes to our own lives, many times we don't want to. We just want to fit in. The person Joseph in the Old Testament, the biblical character, he stood out in a major way. And because he stood out, he often had to stand alone. Think back to Joseph. He was this young kid. He had the coat of many colors, but he had big dreams. And he tells his brothers and his father these big dreams. And he isn't celebrated. In fact, he's often shamed. But as you look at Joseph's life over and over again, he continually stands out. He says no to the sexual temptation from Potiphar's wife. And what happens? He's thrown into prison. He stands out, and as a result, he stands alone. Other times in his life, he interprets the dreams of Pharaoh and the cupbearer. What happens? He stands out, but he also stands alone in that moment. But did he really stand alone? That is the question. Because we think that we stand alone in life, but if we're followers of Jesus, we never do. In fact, in Genesis 39, even when Joseph was in his darkest moments, even when he was put into prison, it says that the Lord was with him. And as a result of the Lord being with him, he actually gets favor and he gets success. It's crazy, I know. But we are truly never alone. We might be alone in human terms. We might not have people come around us and support us, but God says in his word that he will never forsake us. You have a choice today, and I have a choice today. Are we going to live according to the pattern of the world where we just fit in and blend in, and nobody knows any difference when looking at our own lives? Or are we going to be people like Joseph, who stand up with a God-given dream that has been placed within our hearts, and even though we might stand alone, we are truly never alone because God is there with us? It's true about Jesus Christ. It's true about most of the people found in the Hall of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11. These are people who stood out because they stood alone. Let's close in prayer today and just ask the Lord to give you the courage to stand alone today. I hope you found this helpful, and I look forward to seeing you again on the LifePoint Drivecast.